Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in a series called When You're Hoping for a Miracle. In these lessons, Rick shows us from God's Word how to have great faith and live with more love, peace, patience, and self-control, even when your circumstances appear hopeless. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a DVD study kit that will inspire and encourage you in your walk with the Lord called Everything is Possible with God. You can go to PastorRick.com or you can text the word daily to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word daily to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called When You're Running Out of Everything.
So, now, what is Elijah doing here? He's doing the very thing God did with him, CPR. You see, God didn't just want to bless Elijah. He wanted to bless this widow too. So she had to go through the same steps of faith he did. God had said CPR, Elijah, I command you to go to Ahab and I want you to tell him this. And if you do, I promise to take care of you. And he did. And then God said, I command you to go to the brook Cherith. And if you do, I'll take care of you with birds and brook. And he did. And then he said, I command you to go on a journey through the worst part of the nation where they want to kill you. But if you do it, I promise I'll take care of you. And he did. And God said, I command you to go to Zarephath and find this little widow and say this. And he did it. And God took care of him. So now what's he doing? He's giving the widow a chance for a miracle. He gives her a command that seems impossible. I want you to go home and I want you to make whatever you got left and I want you to give away your last meal. Hello? You're asking me to give away my last meal? Yes, I am. This is a test of faith. I want you to give away your last meal. Don't eat it yourself. And if you do, God says, I promise you'll never lack. I'm going to take you through this dry spell. I'm going to take you through this famine if you put me first. And that's exactly what the widow does. Look at this verse. So the widow did what Elijah told her to do. And she and her son and Elijah had enough food every day. Elijah went ahead and lived with her for the next couple of years. The jar of flour and the jug of oil never ran out, just as God promised. Now, this is the third place, Zarephath. Do you know what Zarephath means in Hebrew? It means the refinery. God is refining his faith, Elijah's, and her faith, the widow, and the son's faith, the refinery. What is a refinery? A refinery is a place where they take heat and pressure to purify and shape raw metal into something useful. Some of you are in the refinery phase right now. You're in where the pressure's on in your life. The heat's on in your life to purify your motives and to shape you to be used by God in ways you cannot even imagine. Now, the refinery is the exact opposite of the ravine rut. In the ravine rut, it's cold, it's dark, it's lonely, it's freezing. Because in the ravine, you only see the sun at the middle of the day. You don't see the sun in the morning. You don't see the sun in the afternoon or in the evening. You only see it when the sun's straight overhead. And when you're going through a rut in life, everything seems dark. You get up in the morning, you feel bad. You go to bed at night, you feel bad. Maybe in the middle of the day, you might feel okay. But the other times you don't, you're in the ravine. Now he's gone from the cold place to the exact opposite, where it's extremely hot. In the refinery of life, the heat's on and the pressure's on. And you're going, where am I going to get the money? Where am I going to get the time? Where am I going to get the energy? Where am I going to get the health? Where am I going to get the creativity? Where am I going to get the support? And the pressure's on. God had prepared a widow. Now, it's interesting that When God plans a miracle in your life, he works both ends at the same time. He was working on Elijah's end, but he was also already working up in Zarephath on the widow's end, because she had to be out there picking up sticks at the exact time Elijah arrived. God's timing is perfect. And God is working in your life. While you're waiting for the miracle, God is working. And right now, the person who's going to meet, or the situation that's going to meet that need in your life, God's already working on that end. While he's working on your end, he's giving you the CPR. While he's giving the other person at that end, God wanted to bless both the donor and the donee. He wanted to bless both ends at the same time, both the need and the supply. He works all the angles. You see, during this time of 3.5 years of famine in the Middle East, there were thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of widows who did not have a miracle. Only one got a miracle. Why? Because she practiced CPR. She did something that seemed totally illogical, totally unnatural. Give away what little I've got. It did not make sense. But she did. Now, what do you need to remember when you've run out of resources? What do you remember when you run out of resources? You need to remember three things. Write these down. Number one, whatever I need more of, give what I have to God. In fact, give it all. She didn't just give a little, she gave it all. Whatever I need more of, give what I have, all I have, to God. She needed more flour and oil. So what'd she do? She gave flour and oil to God. Now, from a human standpoint, we would have said, woman, you're poor. Keep your oil. Keep your flour. You can't afford to give it. There is a myth that there are sometimes I cannot afford to be generous. Wrong. You can always afford to be generous. You can always give something. It may be your last meal, but you can give something. It is a myth that says, I cannot afford to give. You can't afford not to give. If you want a miracle, you got to do it God's way. If you don't want a miracle, just do it any way you want to, okay? Just do it any way you want to. Keep whatever you think. She was going to die anyway after one meal. She's going to die anyway. Why not just go ahead and give it to God? And so she did this. There's the myth that you can't afford to give. You can always afford to be generous. This reminds me of a story of another widow in the New Testament that Jesus talked about. Jesus said this here on the screen, Luke 21. Jesus saw a poor widow put two very small copper coins into the offering there at the temple. He said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put in more, just her two copper coins, it's all, than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth. In other words, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. He said, I don't care if somebody put $1 million in the offering. This woman gave the bigger offering. Listen to me on this. God wants to teach you to be generous because it teaches you faith. God doesn't need anything from you. He doesn't need your time. He doesn't need your money. He doesn't need your effort. God has everything. So he doesn't need it. He wants to teach you to be like him, and he wants to teach you to trust him. Now, the point is when God says, I want you to put whatever you've got and give it away, and then I'll multiply it, this is a test of faith. And he praised the widow. You see, we think that God looks at the amount we give. He doesn't. God does not look at the amount that you give away, time, money, energy. He looks at what's left. He looks at what you gave in relationship to what's left over. You could give $1 million to say, help the poor. But if you got $2 million in the bank, it doesn't make any, it's not a bigger gift than the woman who had 5 cents and gave 5 cents, but that's all she had. It's not equal amount, it's equal sacrifice. And that's in God saying, I want your heart. So whatever I need more of, I give it to God. She needed more oil and more flour. Number two, second thing, whatever I have the least of, I give to God. Whatever I have the least of, I give that to God. Why? It's a test. Now, what I'm trying to teach you this weekend is the exact opposite of what the world teaches, what you grew up learning. Because we are taught, whatever you have extra of, give it away. That's the world's way of thinking. If I've got extra time, well, I'll give a little time to help the community, give a little time to help my church, give a little time to volunteer, because I got a little extra time, so I'll give a little away. If I got a little extra money, well, I'll give some extra money to the church. I'll give some extra money to charity. I'll give some extra money to my relatives, whatever, because I got a little extra. If I've got a little extra energy, creativity, whatever, well, I'll just go out and I'll volunteer to tutor. And we're taught to give out of our extra. We're taught to give out of our leftovers. Well, that's better than nothing. But God says, if you want a miracle, you give what you don't have to give. You give when you really need to hold on to it. That's what puts you in the CPR line for a miracle: command, promise, risk. So there are some people who are very wealthy who could give real easy. They could give a lot of money to help the poor. But what they really need to give is not their extra money. They need to give their time. Why? Because they don't have enough time. And so they need to give their time. On the other hand, I know some people who are flat broke, and they got plenty of time because they're out of work. So I got a little extra time. Well, fine, give that. But if you really want a miracle, you give what you don't have. You give your money. Wait a minute. You mean when I don't have money, that's when I give it? Yeah, that's because you want God's miracle in your life. This is what the Bible teaches us. Whatever I have the least of, I give it to God. Number three, the third thing I need to remember is I don't give to get a blessing, but to be a blessing. I don't give to get a blessing, but to be a blessing. If I am generous, will God bless me? Of course he will. There's more promises in the Bible about giving than anything else, but that's not why I do it. I don't give to get a blessing. I give to be a blessing. If I am generous with my time, with my money, with my energy, with my tithe, with everything, if I become a generous person, I'm a giver instead of a taker in life, will God bless me? Absolutely, but that's not why I do it. I do it in order to be a blessing. You know, three times God's told me to do this in my life, to give everything I had away. Once when I was single and twice when I've been married, Kay and I have literally given every single thing we had, cleared out, closed our savings account, and go back to ground zero. And it has been the most scary time. Can I really do this? You know, and you're doubting, and you're fighting with yourself. Can I really do this? Can I really trust God? Well, I trust him for my salvation. I guess I can. And I've seen nothing but blessing in my life. Nothing but my blessing in my life. So you might want to start praying about that. Now, let's go to these three. Which of these three are you in right now? Some of you are in the rut, and it's cold and dark and lonely. And some of you are on the road, and it's scary and insecure, and you have no idea where you're going, and you don't know how long the journey is going to take. And some of you are at the refinery, and the heat's on, and the pressure's on. Here are some things you need to remember. Write these down. Number one, God is all I need. God is all I need. I don't need the government. I don't need the economy. Shoot, I don't even need a job. If God wants to, he can have ravens drop food on me. Okay? He can do it any old way he wants to. And if he turns off one job opportunity, he can turn on another just as easily. And if one door closes, God can open another or open a window. And so my trust is not in my job or in my bank account, which is a lot less than it was a year ago or whatever. My trust is in God. God is all I need. And I need to draw close to him. Maybe I need that private time with God and alone time with God and focus on him. Number two, where God guides, God provides. Where God guides, God provides. If God tells you to go to Zarephath, leave now. Don't pass go, don't collect 200. Just go directly to Zarephath. Where God guides, he provides. And when he gives you direction, he will provide provision. God won't send you to a place he's not going to provide for you. Where God guides, God provides. Number three, the third thing you need to remember is I must trust him one day at a time. I must trust him one day at a time. Why? Because the recession isn't going to come at you all at once. It's going to come one day at a time. Number four, the last thing you need to remember. God's promises hinge on my obedience. God's promises hinge on my obedience. Command, promise, risk. Take that step of faith. It doesn't seem logical, but you do what seems illogical, and you follow God, and God says, I'll take care of you. CPR. Why? Last verse on the outline. The Bible says this. My God will meet all your needs. Now notice, it doesn't say God might, God hopes, God maybe. God will meet all, not some, all your needs. This is a promise from God. God does not lie. Here's the promise. Command, promise, risk. My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Now notice he doesn't say God will meet all your greeds. God has not promised you a Bentley and a $9 million home. God has said, I will meet all your needs in Christ Jesus. Do you know Christ Jesus? If you don't, you need to get to know him right now. Let's bow our heads. Would you pray this prayer in your heart? Dear God, today I've learned that the things that I'm lacking in my life, the deficiencies, the shortages, are really proof that you love me, that you care, that you're paying attention to my life. I thank you. Thank you that you want to keep me from depending on the brook. Forgive me for when I've depended on my job and other people instead of you. Thank you that when the brook dries up, you want to move me to a better place. Thank you that you haven't forgotten me. And Lord, in the days ahead, which may seem a little scary sometimes, help me to realize that the path to a miracle is through uncomfortable territory, that you're stretching my faith, and that the source of a miracle will be unexpected, so I shouldn't try to figure it out. I should just trust you. And that the pattern of a miracle is always CPR. You've told me what to do, and it doesn't always make sense. It sometimes seems illogical to give away what little I've got. But help me to take the risks. Help me to give away whatever I need more of, whatever I have the least of. Lord, I don't want to give just to get a blessing. I want to give to be a blessing. Help me to remember that you're all I need. And that where you provide, where you guide, you'll provide. Jesus Christ, I want to open my life to you. I want to learn to trust you one day at a time. I want to go your way, not my way. I want to follow you. I ask you to save me and come into my life. And I want to claim the promises that you've given, that if I trust you, you'll meet my needs. I pray this in your name. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today. But first, how's your faith? Strong or weak? Is it steady or a bit on the shaky side? If you'd like to take your faith to new heights, you're going to want a copy of Everything is Possible with God, Understanding the Six Phases of Faith. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Did you know that God says you get to choose how much He blesses your life? God says, you believe and I'll bless. Our part is to believe, His part is to bless. And the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, this is a direct quote from Jesus, according to your faith, it will be done to you. That's the key
to starting the great adventure of following Jesus Christ in faith. So, if faith is so important, how does God build your faith? Well, he starts with a dream. And then he uses a very predictable six-step method, and he's used it throughout history, to lead you to fulfilling that dream. And that process always results in building up your character and your faith in him. And when you understand this process, then you can cooperate with it. Now, to help you understand the way that God builds your faith, I want to send you a study kit. It's called Everything is Possible with God. And it's a DVD and a study guide that will teach you how to cooperate with God's six phases of faith as he builds your character, deepens your faith, and enlarges your trust in him. And I want to send this study to you, this kit, just as my thank you for your donation to Daily Hope. I just want to say again that it is your financial generosity that makes it possible for me to teach you and to teach other people all around the world. You know, this broadcast is going to places like refugee camps where they can't afford to pay for any broadcast at all. And when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping take the message of Christ to people who have no possible means of supporting it. So let me send this Everything is Possible with God study kit to you as just my way of sincerely saying to you, thank you.
In this study kit, which includes a DVD and study guide, you'll learn that faith is like a muscle. It needs to be exercised and developed. It's filled with helpful discussion starters, video overviews, a leader's guide, and more. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you this great study kit as our way of saying thanks. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.